tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today a guy, very wise guy. I mean that is about business, the economy, and stuff like that. Greg Jablonski. Hi, Craig.
Thank you, Dan.
I didn't mean the wise.
Cracker rhymer?
No. No, that's not the one I meant.
It happens every now and then.
That isn't what I meant. I mean, we could probably do three of these shows in our pre-show prep time.
We already have one done.
We do. I find you very interesting and very knowledgeable on business. But isn't that good because that's why you've been in business? How many years have you been in business in Hastings?
Well,
I grew up here,
so I don't know. I basically started out actually working at Sherwin-Williams and, doing paint store stuff. So from there on, just got into the real estate, and then from there it was till now.
Away you go. You bet. Well, Greg, do you have any listings that you're featuring out there or anything coming on the market?
We've got some new homes coming up, and we'll have a couple actually new listings in the country. And, small acreages are still a good demand.
I was going to ask you, is that a high demand?
Yep. And I think in the market, there'll be $400,000 to $500,000. So that quote seems to be the norm these days. It's always kind of amazing to watch the pricing. And I think that's what we're going to talk about further is how the prices have really risen. And with materials and low inventory and things like that, it's just the new norm. And so to have $400,000 for a house is not a big deal.
In fact, I just heard on the news yesterday that in Idaho, the average price of a home now is close to $1 million. And is it Fannie Mae? One of the government is raising now up to $1 million.
The limits.
You heard about that?
That's a lot of potatoes.
You got that right.
I know.
You're from Idaho.
Why is it ever?
No, that is a lot of potatoes.
A lot of potatoes.
I didn't know they had a limit on what they would guarantee.
Yeah, there are loan limits for most,
Okay. So. But now, thanks to the price of potatoes, of course, everything else is going up too, Greg, in all fairness.
I know. It's amazing how much stuff is going on.
What do you think?
And you can't get it.
Yeah, and even if you have the money for it, right?
No matter how much they charge for it, because you can't get it.
Oh man, who would have ever thunk this?
I know, it's just kind of wild.
If when you put $4 or $5 trillion into the economy, that inflation's going to happen.
I know.
Isn't that something new?
It just is. It just how that could happen. I don't know.
I always learned in simple economics is if you have too much money chasing around too little goods, one thing happens. Price goes up and up and up.
And you would think a guy that's been in that kind of business for 50 years, the leader of the pack, would kind of figured that out.
Yeah.
Can't have that. Can't have a short supply of gas for cars, natural gas for housing, heat. And I don't know. I don't really think that the, quote, upper echelon of income earners really care what gas for a car costs. Or what natural gas costs, and all the people that he basically preached he would protect.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Are paying the price.
You got your man.
We are paying the price. But homes out in the country, are people just trying to get away from the suburbs or the cities?
I think there's some of that, and I think that's good for Hastings. That kind of gives a few people, like I said, the one on 31st Street that we just sold, we had a lot of interest, and I think the majority of the buyers were from out of town.
Okay.
So I think you're getting that surge. Now, it doesn't help people that are local here trying to buy homes.
Right.
That's the way it is.
So if people want to talk to you more about those openings or those houses coming up for sale?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for
Greg or Wayne.
Greg or Wayne, the Home Results Group.
Yes.
There you go. Our topic of the week, and this is something that there is a lot of buzz about, and it goes into what we just said. Idaho, $1 million for...
It's just wild.
And it's Fannie Mae that's lifting up to $1 million.
Loan limits,
Are going up
to
$1 million.
Because all the prices are increasing. So,
how do you decide the value of your home?
Well, today it is a very difficult process because you use comps, and And those are homes that just sold, and it's an increasing thing, so it's like a moving target. And as the sales continue, you know, you list a house, you base it on sales in the last 6 months, and you find your three comps, and that's the rock-solid way to appraise a home. And then all of a sudden, it's like everything blew away, and things mm-hmm. have gone way above what happened 6 months ago. That is the real challenge to determine values. You know, there's houses in Hastings which blow me away. It sell for $1 million.
Really?
Right in Hastings. And then on the other hand, there's some excellent values yet. I've seen homes that just sold, and I thought they were a real good buy.
So
the market is very, I don't know what you want to call it. I call it instable, unstable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Volatile.
Volatile. Probably a better word.
So how do you...
Gotta be careful now, because I think that with all this... I don't like to use the word volatile pricing. It is something that's,
right.
Wow, I don't know.
Right. So how do you decide then, Greg, if I told you to sell my home for, you know, I think it's worth $1 million. Well, first you'd probably ask me to go get some help, but other than that.
You know, the crazy part is we'd have to look first because, you know, the way prices are, who knows, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy what, you know, we sell houses for. And I know once in a while I'll look at the client and I say, you know, with what's going on, somebody that maybe most of our houses may be built a year ago or whatever, and you look at the people and say, you're going to have the most expensive house in the neighborhood. This stuff has gone up, and mm-hmm. they're not even shocked by it. You know, materials, building materials, everybody knows about all that. So it's really hard to find that level where you know everything's going to come through, that you can get the stuff, and it's going to be reasonably priced. You know, we don't really run into what I'd say a lot of gouging or things,
mm-hmm.
but it's the market, and it is an instability. And I think lumber prices have come down, and I still believe that it's got a ways to come down. But, you know, sometimes I'm wondering if this isn't the new norm.
Okay.
We'll see.
How are the availability of the products?
I think they're better. I think that it's still issues to get exactly what you want, and certain things aren't available, colors of siding, maybe some colors. And I think the biggest thing is some of the manufacturers have kind of let's go to their mainstay products they make.
Okay.
So in other words, take caulk as an example, because I was just blown away that Menards had like any kind of caulk as long as it was white or clear. So color caulks they're just not making because they can't keep up with, you know, their standard caulks, which they have to have. So mm-hmm. I think the mainstay stuff is the products that a lot of manufacturers are continuing and pumping that out. Kind of the same in cabinets. You know, some of the things they just don't make, and it can take up to 16 weeks to get a cabinet order.
Wow.
That's a long time.
How do you, as a house builder then, how do you time out a build? Because
we basically have to order, the day we sign the purchase agreement, we got to order windows, we have to order cabinets, we have to order appliances. It's got to happen, because when you get to that point where you need them, it is a logistics thing. Got to have them.
I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, that a bank wouldn't let a couple close on a house because the appliances weren't in there.
I would imagine that would be true.
I mean,
it's part of the real estate value.
It is. Okay. I didn't know whether to believe that or not.
No, I think I can believe that. Yep. It's kind of incomplete at that point.
So what do you do? Because you're hearing...
Can you imagine having a house without cabinets? What do you do then?
Well, another...
I got to move in because, you know, I mean... we have clients, they're home. I mean, they're basically not homeless, but they sold their house,
mm-hmm.
and now they thought they were going to get a house built in a certain amount of time. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been fairly fortunate. I don't think we've missed on any time frames. But I hear of other builders, and I know of one, and it's on the north side of the cities. They just flat out told the people because of the lack of employees and the lack of being able to obtain products, we just don't want what date to tell you.
Wow. Yeah, what
now,
do you
if
do?
You sold your home and you got a date when you have mm-hmm. to close on, you'll have to tell me what you're going to do there. Because the people that want to buy your home, they're expecting to move in on that date. And
yeah.
you were told that your new house would be done. I mean, it's a dilemma for everyone.
Wow. See, and those are the types of things that aren't making the headlines in the news, but they're just as devastating to those people as...
It definitely impacts a lot of people.
As somebody not getting a Christmas tree or something on time.
That too.
Yeah. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. Greg, again, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for Greg or Wayne.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, and our topic of the week is, how do you decide the value of your home? I was just thinking, Greg, let's say that, and that's got to be the toughest, one of the toughest parts of your job.
Yes.
Just because if you, in this day and age when everybody thinks their house is worth $1 million, and you say to them, well, it's only worth $700,000, that's a letdown for them. But what happens if even you say the value is something, and how are appraisals taken? You know, what are happening with the appraisals then?
But then on the other hand, there's a lot of people that don't realize the value of their home. So okay. Then when it goes out to purchasing, say, a new one, they want to downsize, go into a one level, and then all of a sudden, ooh, these prices, wow. I say, hey, this is going to be hopefully a lateral move for you. And you will now know that your house is worth more because this is where the new ones are. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of surprised how much their house will bring. Okay. But it's a common topic, you know, over a cup of coffee, you know. Boy, these houses and the prices, I mean, as you get older and older, it's like more unbelievable to see how high these prices are. And to ever think that there was a common place for $1 million houses in Hastings?
No.
Just not in our era. But
and they're selling, there's a quite
there's
a few
quite a
of
few
them.
Of now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Of course, the government likes that.
I would assume.
Because as values go up, guess what comes into their coffers?
It's a hell of an income stream.
Don't you wish real business was like that? I've often said that.
I don't know how a guy can get that program going, but it would be nice. It doesn't happen.
You got that right. You got that right. So then, have you ever walked into a position where you just couldn't, where you had somebody that wanted to sell and you just couldn't come to a real agreeable amount or something that made sense? I mean, because you're not going to, I know you well enough that if you're not going to go along with somebody to overprice it and then wind up not, you know, wind up having to tell them, I can't sell it.
Well, it doesn't do anybody any right. good to have things overpriced. But the serious thing today is that where is something overpriced? And sometimes you have to really look at it and willing buyer, willing seller, there goes the price. And that's where prices are quite high today, because that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're seeing $1 million houses in Hastings. And I still shake my head when I say those words. But finding houses today at 300, there's still, there's a nice listing on 16th Street, but they're few and far between.
Is it a fair statement to say in the current time, with all the money that's floating around out there, that it may have harmed a certain amount of people? Because as you said, the $300,000, I'm thinking, if I'm somebody just out of college, just married, have a young family and stuff, how the heck can anything over $300,000 be affordable anymore for that type of that group of the population?
That's the need. And I don't know, it seems like, again, government has kind of bottlenecked affordable housing. And they've kind of made the decision for home buyers that, no, if you can't afford $500,000 or $600,000, you're going to be in an apartment. That's where we want you. And for our community, and I'm not saying Hastings, but a lot of communities get this hotsy-totsy where our homes are going to be $500,000 and $600,000. We want nice homes in our community. Well, I don't know that that's really what government should be doing, but kind of have what my little it? Suspicions that that's what's happening mm-hmm. right in Hastings. And so that being said, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I know other communities are the same thing. They just want to have housing and have a surge of apartments. And I think that is a true statement because we are getting a huge surge of apartments in this community.
I was
going to
say.
And they're big. And like we've talked about before, 100, 200 units, three. They're all 100-unit buildings. And that's just an unbelievable amount of apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure that's a good thing, so I don't know, whatever. People have to have places to live, so I guess
right.
you know they're all full, so you got to understand that
wow.
part.
They are full, huh? Mm-hmm. They're, yep. they're renting them out and stuff.
Big demand.
But, boy, I would think a young family, the type that you need, especially because of the school districts, what was the big headlines the other day there? St. Paul closed, what, six schools?
Six schools.
Six schools. Can you just think of that?
Well, same thing's happening here from
yeah.
what I hear. well, safe pressures.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's where, you know, see, that's a little bit where I think that, you know, a nice balance in housing. And would these apartments be full if we had a nice surplus of $300,000 or $400,000 houses?
Probably
I
not.
I think all those would be sold.
I was going to say that. Those apartments, and rent
question.
Would be coming down, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes. And I've got a 33-lot thing right now. We just battled with the city. And in my mind, they had every opportunity to work it out and get that thing to move forward. And we would have 33 single-family homes. And that's like half of an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. Not meant to be.
And as a builder, you don't have a choice as to what to set those beginning homes at, do you?
No, it's a little bit the market, but when you can't get these projects approved, there's no talking about it. That's the way it is. And it will happen. It will happen. So.
Mm-hmm. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for myself or Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, it's always fun talking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you bring a real common sense to the table, a real concern about the price.
Is that something my wife told you, or I don't know where you get that from.
Well, no, you've been building homes in Hastings for a long time.
Yes,
you build good homes.
Thank you.
And every time you've sat in here through the years that you've done this show, you always talk about getting the young people in the affordability of homes and stuff.
It's a great feeling.
And
I see two friends I built for Joe and John. I don't remember how many years ago now, in the early 80s, late 70s. They still live in those original homes, and they're two of the nicest guys, you know. So it's just the way it is. And, and I think that's what's good, you know. And I know that those are the kind of homes that are badly needed in this community, and it just doesn't seem to happen.
And especially in a city like this where it is a bedroom community, there's not a lot of industry with high-paying jobs.
No. But, you know, it's just like what showed me was on 31st Street when we listed that home. There's a lot of buyers looking for that 300 bracket.
Yep.
A lot of them.
Yep.
Endless. And that would also make more apartments available if we could get a supply of $300,000 houses.
Mm-hmm.
But now the government, of course, has chosen the path of apartments for people. That's a bad thing.
Well, we have a chance to do that here, don't we, next year?
It's coming up.
It's
coming up.
Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Greg Jablonski. If you'd like to give Greg or Wayne a call, just call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.